Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, April 2nd, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Master Your Mindset Monday. You know how much I've loved that day. Yes, I do. Well, I really do hope you are having a happy day. And if it's not yet, well, there's still time to check in. Get a ticket on that train. It's moving fast, though. This I know. Get some happy, though, while you can. It doesn't cost a thing to get that ticket. I tell you that, too. You just decide, I am going on that trip to happy. And the good news is, there's good news, that once you decide that you're going, well, you are going to be plenty surprised at all the places that ticket, that decision will take you. The ticket is free, which is really nice. But sometimes the happy places can cost you some time, effort, love, and money. But it's all worth it for sure. So get that ticket to happy today, okay? Sounds good to me. Well, you know what else you can get a free ticket to? This show. Yeah, and you know where you are going to get to go today? We're going to a place called Unapologetically Fierce, Sorry Not Sorry. And it is not only going to be a wonderful trip, it's going to be to a great destination when we get there. My radio BFF, TV host, and superstar RRR, Cassandra McShepherd, is here, per usual, and we are all going to be taking this ride together. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, always good. I'm excited about this conversation also. I'm tickled because you said that it was something that kind of came to you behind the conversation that we had. And, you know, you and I talk and share so much, so often, and about so much. I'm just tickled to see where we go with this. But I love what you said in the opening, though, that happy is free. As you said it, it really landed on me. Most of us want to be happy. Happy for some equals peaceful, to feel safe or whatever. And we would place, or we would say that we would pay anything for that. And it's interesting, and I hope that people, I hope that your listeners really hear, really felt what you said, because it doesn't cost you a thing. It does not cost you a thing. It is simply a shift in your perceptions. It's a change of mind. It's a mastering the mindset. So I just wanted to say that. But yeah, I'm fierce and I'm sorry. At all.
You're one of the fiercest women I know, for sure.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because I think about how, as women of any age, we are taught to be, my mother used to say, low and humble is the way. Now, it didn't mean that you were not accomplished or educated or prepared, or that you didn't show up as good as you could. You just didn't own it, maybe. You just didn't say anything about it. And I am not suggesting that we do shout it from the rooftops that we are unapologetically fierce, but that we know it. It really is a state, as we talked about the shifting of one's perception. It really is a coming to a you place, like the coming to Jesus moments. It's a real coming to you, and it's personal. And the beautiful thing about that is, as you come to you and you really make amends with you, as you really embrace you, and as you really celebrate you, and whoever you are deserving, whoever you are and wherever you are deserving of that embrace and that celebration, because you are as God made you, and God don't make mistakes. period. Mm-hmm. So for whatever lies we have told ourselves about who and what we are, and contrast that with who and what we should be, and then we make the mistake of looking outside of ourselves to compare ourselves with what God meant for somebody else, which is what they are doing or working through. But once you really come home to you and begin to feel out, feel through all the nuances of you, the way you do you like nobody else can, the necessity of you doing you because nobody else can, the purpose and purposeful things that you are here to do. As you go through that process, you do begin to radiate. You walk a little different, and you don't have to say anything. And people do notice. And when they notice, because good girls don't cause attention, well, but when they do notice, you do not have to be sorry for that. Someone says, oh, you're lovely. You don't tell them, oh, well, no, I just got dressed up today. You don't have to say, I know. You can simply say thank you. But it's a real peace that you know. And I guess it's not even about arrogance, because when you know you've earned you, when you've done the work to get to know you, you know exactly who and what they're seeing, because it's what you are putting out there. It's just such an altered state of this reality TV, changing wigs every segment, showing your ass to be relevant for 15 minutes. It's such a different mindset, but it's the one that we are, it's the one where we do shine. It's the one where we do become fierce, and it's the one that needs no apology.
Well, we should probably wrap now. That was good.
Oh, no, we just get started. Look, our time goes fast, but not quite that fast.
You laid that out there, as you did. And I, before I move on, though, I want to say something about, I didn't get to finish it when I say you're one of the fiercest women I know. You know, I usually put a headshot on the promo page with when we're doing Master Your Mindset, and there's a little slide thing that happens for people who are watching the show online. Well, I made sure I put the full length there today. And anybody who is watching online, they can see that stance, so that the way you're looking and the way you have your arms folded, it's saying all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I am unapologetically fierce. Sorry. Not sorry.
Yes.
And I wanted that picture up there purposely for that reason, because it speaks.
Okay.
It does truly speak of a great level of what you just said of, you know, personal confidence that you don't have to hide it. You don't even have to try to hide it. It is just there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just who you are. It's commanding. And that's the kind of fierceness that we're talking about today. And people can get there. I know that there is, you know, you talked about the, you know, the reserved thinking, you know, being humble and all of that. And, you know, what was coming to my mind as you were saying that, and you said, well, you don't have to say it. Well, you know, it came to me, I said, depending on, you know, the type of commanding presence and living out loud that we're talking about, no, you don't really. But there are times, and it could be with the naysayers, it could be in depending on what the situation is, maybe you're a woman who's in a room full of all men, you may have to announce it in your own very diplomatic kind of way that you are fierce like that. There are times where it's very okay. If you don't know, you better ask me because I can tell you, yeah, I am. And, and so it's being that you have no hesitancies about letting people know what you are about, who you are, where what you've come through, and why you have the fierce badge on. For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You know, it is really about, or I should say, is it not about if you do you first, and you bring that which you have done to any situation, any scenario, then you know what you have to give or need to say or how you need to work it. I won't even say be, because be sounds apologetic. But you know how you need to work it, to navigate through it, to get what you want to get. And that really sounds kind of mercenary, but let's be real, people. That's kind of how we do life. That's kind of how we do life. It's about navigating. And I think also about, you know, about the apologetic. If you work and buy a house and pay for it, you ain't ashamed to live in it. If you buy a car, you're not ashamed to drive it. So what we're talking about is a cultivation of the only thing, which is good news, because it's all you ever need, the best thing that you have to work with. And Silver, the thing that's so interesting, and you and I have both worked with people and women, but women in particular, because men kind of are fortified socially a different way than women are. But you and I have both worked with women to really help them become, or to support, if you will, their becoming. It's a beautiful thing. It is not respective of age. It is not a given that all women will grow there. It's not. Some do, if you pay attention. But it is a beautiful thing to watch somebody grow into themselves. I think fondly of ways in which you have held that light on paths for me to walk and travel. Things that you saw about me and that you knew to be true that I hadn't gotten those memos yet. And it's an awesome thing to be a part of that. And I suggest that we as people, but especially as women, that we hold those light, that we be those way showers for our sisters, because we are only blessed from that. You can never lose anything by giving everything away. It's really...
Well, you know, I have a quote that falls right in line with that. You know how big I am on it. But I happened to see one today that just really goes along with what you just said. The Queen Winnie Mandela passed today, and this was a quote that was posted that I thought, I mean, it was just amazing that it fit so well what we're discussing. But she said, "I am not sorry. I will never be sorry. I would do everything I did again if I had to, everything." And I thought, well, okay, that is a powerful thing to be able to say about from whence you've come, what you've done, and what you left as a legacy. That's pretty powerful. That's fierce.
Yes.
And those of us who recognized her work as she was doing it knew what it took inside of our personhood, our womanhood, to step up and do the things that you have, you know have to be done. It's as if there is nothing in you that could be sorry, because you see exactly what needs to happen. And it's in contrast, though, to, I suppose, you know, letting other people influence you about what you should be doing or why. You know, I think many mentalities are still stuck on wanting, you mentioned this too, wanting to look like a certain person or be like them, and you feel less than if you're not, you know, as accomplished or successful or whatever the case may be. And then there's this, and I guess the best word to say is the need that so many people have to be, you know, wanting to be accepted and approved and acknowledged, you know, getting praise from other people that make them feel the types, or they think it makes them feel the types of strengths within that we're talking about, but it doesn't. This has to be from the inside out, not from the outside in. Other people can't make you feel fierce. They'll make you feel flattered, but they can't make you feel fierce. And that really does have to come from within. Another quote I heard the other day, awesome and powerful businesswoman, Janice Bryan Howroyd, was on.
And I tell you, she dropped gem after gem after gem of inspiration and wisdom. But she shared a very short story of how she, up until even just to several years ago, I think she said 4.5 years ago, that she used to kind of shy away from the fact that she was so smart. And I guess maybe in the sense that, you know, you just, you know, don't want to be the one that's, you know everything. But she said she came to the conclusion that she was going to be unapologetic about that. She's a smart woman. Okay. There's no denying that. You can look at her from anywhere and look at what she's accomplished and know she's a smart woman. And she just decided to really own up to that in a way of knowing that she's smart and fierce just a few years ago. Now imagine that after all that's been done. And so,
but you know,
you know, we're talking about, no, you go on.
No, I was going to say, but that is the world that we live in, and that's why it's so important and critical that we're having this conversation and in this way, because if you do not check yourself, then you fall into these patterns of social correctness and political rightness and all of that nonsense. Not that all of it is nonsense. Let me say that. But let's do this, Silver. So who asked? Let's examine this, because a lot of times we're just simply saying don't be sorry. But that sorry or that feeling that needs sometimes to hide your light comes from a lot of different places. And so what is the spirit behind someone asking or intimating that you apologize for yourself? Let's talk about some of those so we can see and be aware of what and when those triggers are. And I think that, and I think it's funny because it's insidious, is anytime you see a commercial, in a way, they're saying, if you don't have this brand new, latest, greatest, whatever product I'm offering you that I just brought to the market, there's something wrong, not something wrong with you, or maybe it subtly hints, not subtle, maybe it hints that you could be better than you are. And since you know you don't have it, in many cases can't get it, in some cases don't even want it, what you're left with, though, is the intimation that, well, you would be better if. People ask that you apologize or attempt to make you feel less than when you make them uncomfortable by what you know or how you be you, which is their problem, not yours. But it doesn't come across like that when we're being am I right? When we're being attacked, whenever we're feeling it, we need to learn to look at those things. It's the passive aggressiveness within friendships, but especially love relationships, because those pull those triggers even stronger. When you're moving too fast or growing too fast and you're not doing, you're making someone else look at themselves, and that's not always comfortable. So it's all of these things. You know, life, we are so on purpose as people, as children of God. We are so on purpose with purpose. And I have read, and I happen to agree, that it is not possible for you to be out of step with you. So even if you're feeling that, that sorry and apologetic, and you hear this and you realize you were where you need to be so you could make this contrast and stop it. There is no reason ever to apologize. No, it's true. If I say something and you take offense, now let's examine this. If I say something and you take offense, you shouldn't have. It's not my intention to hurt you. You can make an apology for that. But for knowing what I know, I'm not sorry for that. I'm not sorry for that.
Indeed not. But I do have to offer an apology right now because
I had a caller in from the 917 area code. If you're still listening, I am so sorry. I thought you were on the board to listen, and so that's the reason I did not click over. I really do apologize. And if you are on nearby, still hear us and would like to call in if you have a question or comment for either of us, I invite you back to do that. Again, I'm very sorry I overlooked that because you did hang up. So I am sorry we missed that opportunity to talk to you. But you're of course, all right, Cassandra, about everything that you've been saying. It's an interesting thing, though, how many people can live in that zone that I mentioned about Janice Bryan Howard, right, that they can feel like, oh, well, I don't want to, appear too bold or too ostentatious or too much of whatever because, I don't want to be that person. But, when you do have the receipts the way, most of us have obtained them, when you have, something about you that's undeniably awesome, you're not sorry. When there's something that you know is dynamic about you, and we know when there is in the real sense, and not sorry, when we know we're moving up, moving forward, obtaining the success that we desire, there's no reason
that we're
to be
working
sorry.
For. You're working for it. It's something. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, I was just going to, say too, when you're maximizing life, and really living out loud the way you want to, doing the things that you want to do, there's just no reason to be apologetic about all of that. It's exactly right. That's what we have learned now. I mean, it's more of a consciousness now maybe than it was in years past when you talked about what your mother was, how your mother was mentoring you. But it's a new, it's a new game now. It's a whole new ball game now. And we do need to, we found that we do have that something inside of us. We all do. How we tap into it may be very different, but it doesn't mean that it's not there if you're not being as fierce as you'd like to be. You can be. You can be.
So
just like I said earlier, I use the, terminology about getting a ticket, but that's really just decide you're going to be.
I know that when we have these conversations, you like to give your listeners some action steps or something that they can do, because again, when we have these, you and I could talk about this, what we do all the time. We could go on forever and ever and ever. But I don't ever want to, and I know that you don't either, make the kind of, or have the kind of conversations that come across as noise to somebody without giving them some actual things to do. So should we do that? I jotted a couple things down.
Sure. I do too. I just hadn't gotten
first,
to it, and I'm
going
to let you
go
first.
No, well, you know what?
Ahead.
Okay. Well, mine is simple. That you, first of all, have to stop comparing yourself. You've really got to stop looking outside of yourself for how you should be. And that takes being still and be honest about who and how you show up and look at the good things. And, we always talk about writing things down that, because this way it's more than just a passing thought or a fleeting thought. You're honoring yourself and paying attention. And I also have here that get some information, some training, it's like putting on makeup to accentuate yourself. Which ain't no shame in that. I absolutely love that. And wearing your best because you feel good. There's nothing wrong, especially if you have not been celebrating and embracing you. There's nothing wrong with getting a little bit of a tutelage to assist you in doing that, or even to understand your fine points if you can't see them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my first four little bullets fall right in line with what you're saying. And here's what I'm going to encourage people to do. That just goes to show you about how our minds really do, when we do this mindset, your mindset, we never discuss it beforehand. We just kind of go in.
No.
Well, my first little four bullets say self-accept, self-approval, self-acknowledgement, and self-praise. And here's what I need you to do, people. And you will find out that what you write down on those pages will light up like a neon sign. Write down 20 positive things about yourself, and don't stop until you have 20. You may not be able to do all 20 today. Don't put the list somewhere and forget about it. Leave it in your face. Keep it in your face until you have 20 things written down. I would encourage you to do it at one sitting, but by the time you look at those 20 positive things about yourself, you will be absolutely surprised and awarded on how that makes you feel when you look at how you really feel about yourself. That's all this is we're talking about. We're not talking about, again, the outside accolades and praise and acceptance and approval. Write down 20 things about yourself. That's going to illuminate how you see yourself. It's going to enhance how you love yourself. It's going to be the thing that will help you reach that place, that pinnacle place in your thinking that makes you know that you are fierce. And if we want to use it in biblical terms, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's all we're saying for those of you who are in that zone. We understand that too. But that's what that really means. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are fierce. So it just goes to show you we are already there. But you may have to get some additional tickets to get yourself into that place and space where you're really living it out loud. And other people see it. Other people know it. And they can acknowledge it because they see it. It's a wonderful place to wake up to yourself in the morning. It really is.
It's a whole different way to do life.
We're down to 3 minutes. Can you believe it?
Oh my gosh!
It really is. I know, it goes fast.
Wow.
The ticket to unapologetically fierce, sorry, not sorry. We got to our destination really fast. But I am really, really hoping that people get an understanding, that they catch the wisdom. That they don't miss, that when we do these shows, the disclaimer is we don't claim to know everything, but we know some stuff for sure. And we're always excited. Uh-huh. We're eager. It's a privilege to be able to talk about it, to share it. As I've mentioned several times before, these conversations are not new to Cassandra and I. We've been doing this for a couple decades or more, almost three, I would say. We've been having conversations like this with each other, and we learn and grow like any other sister friends would. So we bring it to you, our sister friends, our brother friends, so that we can all share in this together. We're all growing together, and if we want to be fierce, we can be fierce together as well. So I really do hope that you enjoy today's show.
Do I have a chance? Because again, as I'm listening to this, and I know the clock is ticking, but I'm thinking about a person might say, "Well, why?" And I want to say, I want to give a very brief story about being in Chicago, Neiman Marcus tea room, with a friend who is unapologetically fierce. And we walk into this room, and people were staring. And she lived in California. People were staring at her. And this guy turned around and said to her, "I know you're somebody, but I don't know who. Who are you?" She was not even aware he was in the room. She wasn't putting on for him. She was just unapologetically fierce. And that's the kind of thing, because let's say, for example, you're on your way trying to get something done. You could say, "Well, thank you very much. You know, I'm actually doing this, that, or whatever." You just never know. It's showing up in your best light, showing up the way you were made to show up. That's all I want to say.
Exactly. Well, I am going to wrap after that, and thank you, my friend. Any of you who want to see and hear more about Cassandra McShepherd, you can do that at www.cassandramcshepherd.com. You can catch her 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, on Real Milwaukee, coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. each day. So thank you, my sister. I appreciate you always. And I appreciate all of you listening. I'm going to have to wrap up here, but I want to thank you for listening. I look forward to talking to you again next time. In the meantime, be good, be blessed, be awesome, and be unapologetic about it. Have a great day.